the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval is pleased with the USDA's decision to extend the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program application deadline. Duval tells AgriMarketing.com AFPF applauds Secretary Vilsack for his swift response to our call for an extension. He says coronavirus aid is a lifeline for farmers and ranchers suffering from losses due to the pandemic, and the extra time will help ensure they have the opportunity to apply for help. U.S. agriculture faces a triple imperative: market, environment, and income in responding to climate change. That's what Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told Agriculture.com Thursday, his first day on the job. Vilsack says the USDA will move at deliberate speed to identify and support successful mitigation practices. Actions could range from providing expert advice to producers to launching pilot projects that demonstrate best practices for climate mitigation. In Canada, government officials in Alberta are hoping to lure people back into the agriculture and agribusiness sectors. Over the past decade, the province has seen high unemployment numbers due to the downturn in the petroleum industry. The most recent hit came when President Biden announced the cancellation of the Keystone XL cross-border pipeline project. Some of the largest livestock ranching and meat processing operations, along with many grain and oilseed farming and input supply companies, are located in Alberta. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.